business for breakfast on this Thursday morning. Hopefully you're having a good one. It is time now to visit with our next guest. His name is James Peacock. He is the chief executive officer of, I don't know if I say it, is it SKU Distribution or is it SKU Distribution?
Yeah.
Is it SKU?
No, Mark, that's correct. It's SKU.
SKU. Very nice. James, good morning. How are you, sir?
Morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I appreciate your time. All right. I was joking in the quick hits at the beginning of the show. Every story had in it, when I was talking about companies making headlines and why maybe they didn't hit the top or bottom line, they all said supply chain issues. I mean, it was just like you just cut and paste and put in every single story we talked about. It's definitely a term. And in 2021, and now as we're, you know, through the first quarter of 2022, that we are now familiar with. For those that maybe are like, I don't get it, like, give me why we're having supply chain issues. And then we're going to talk about why your company is helping out and maybe, you know, providing some guidance here.
Yeah, great. Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. I'm not sure a lot of people know exactly why it happened. But so if we kind of start before the COVID pandemic hit, you know, all these companies, they were running lean, right? They're all working on this just-in-time practice. And that worked great. And it worked great for quite a while, as long as there's no blip in the supply. So it works great and until it doesn't. And so when COVID hit, essentially what happened is that supply with China shutting down had stopped that supply. So every single company that was here in the States that was running lean or on this just in time, you know, they were out of products. And so as a result of that, what's happening is that as China started to open up, you know, they weren't sure when they're going to get their orders. So they start ordering more supply and more products. So they had more coming in. And when they were running lean, they had, and the reason for them running lean is it takes less capacity, it takes less space. So they, you know, so they don't have such a big footprint in a warehouse or need big, you know, big real estate. So when they're ordering these more additional products because of the supply chain issue and the supply is now going away, there's now this big demand for capacity. So California right now, I mean, they're sitting at about 99% full of their capacity. So
99% full, holy cow.
Yeah, so all your inland by your ports, you know, they there's just no space that's available. Now, just like Arizona, they're starting to move out, you know, out west or, you know, out east of California to try and build more. But there's just not enough time. It takes time and resources to build that. So what's happening? So, and then with COVID, everyone is now home. Everyone is now online and they're buying. Then you have the government, which is stimulating the economy with their stimulus packages. So now people are buying more. So now the demand goes through the roof. So you have this massive demand and you have this very little supply. So what's happening is that all your kind of mid-market, all your national brands, they're all kind of switching their focus from their brick and mortar to their online presence. So you have this massive shift and everyone going to this online presence. And in e-commerce, in just that short period of 6 months, the e-commerce, the prediction of where e-commerce was going to be in 10 years, we, as far as that revenue, that jumped in 6 months. So we took a 10-year leap in 6 months in the e-commerce revenue on what was anticipated. So you have this massive demand, and then you have all this capacity problems that is chewing up and gobbling up all this space. Now you have this mid-market that is kind of left out, and they're trying to find space. And, you know, Arizona has, you know, they're building, I think, 37 million square feet under construction here in Phoenix. And the problem with that is that most of that is already accounted for. You know, so now you have this capacity problem. You have, now that the ports are starting to open up, you have inbound containers coming in, more products, and no place to put them. And you still have this massive demand.
All right. I got about 2.5 minutes. James Peacock, CEO of SKU Distribution. So you have given us an option, I guess, right? 90,000 square feet. Did I read that correct?
Yeah, so we were lucky enough to actually land some space. We have 90,000 square feet. I mean, it's you know, we're getting quite a bit of interest in that space at the moment. But you know, e-commerce and fulfillment is it's our bread and butter. It's what we've done, you know, since inception. And so it's you know, we kind of fit right into this this COVID model. model of everything goes online.
So I guess 90,000 square feet, though, I mean, how quickly can that fill up? And do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that's a great question because, 90,000 square feet can be taken tomorrow. I mean,
Right. Frankly.
We have, we're in the process, we've, of investing in a mezzanine, which could potentially add an additional 70,000 square feet under the same roof. So we're looking at different options to create more additional space in kind of a more creative way, because there's just not that much out there. I mean, we tried getting a building and we struggled. We were lucky to land the one that we did.
Let's tell everyone before I let you go, SKU Distribution, based right here in Chandler. Tell us a little bit about it and maybe how to find out more information on your company.
Yeah, so we're right off of the 202 and Germain, or I guess Cooper. So we have great access to anywhere in the valley. They can look us up online at SKUDistribution.com. The phone number is there. They can call us and learn more and find out more about our capabilities.
All right, bud. Hey, I appreciate your time very much. James Peacock, CEO of SKU Distribution, our guest this morning on Business for Breakfast. Have a great weekend, all right, James?
Great. Thanks, Mark.
There you go. That's James Peacock telling us about some supply chain and what they're doing to help that problem.